Hello, this is Bhairabha from Bhairabha.com. I wanted to talk about something that seems very paradoxical in most people's minds today. A lot of women look around and they say, there are no men. There are no men with consciousness, with awareness, with spirituality. But what happens if a spiritual man, a conscious man, a man with awareness approaches a woman? If he engages with her in any way deeply, and most conscious men will engage deeply with a woman very quickly, she will probably be angry, defensive, offended, and feel strong resistance to what's happening with him. Why is that? This is because a conscious man will naturally invite a woman to step into her full feminine power, which is a fantastic thing. However, she has been taught that her power is unwelcome in this world. When she raised her energy as a child and screamed or danced in a place where it wasn't welcome, in a way that the adults weren't happy with, or heaven forbid even touched herself, she received messages like, be quiet, you're disturbing us, stop it, that's dirty. All of these ideas were given to her so strongly that she got the message that if she continued to do these things, that her primary caretakers, her parents, would not be happy. Perhaps they wouldn't even love her anymore. And of course, if your parents don't love you, you realize, at some stage as a child, that you would die. They must take care of you. You cannot take care of yourself. Therefore, a woman has the opportunity to connect to a conscious man. What does she do in the moment in which she is invited to enter into her power? Well, one part of her, the natural part, the part that came to Earth originally, is ecstatic at the idea of fully entering into her energy, however that looks for her. The part that has been conditioned and repressed is terrified, because that part, the subconscious mind, has received such strong messages that if she does not keep her energy down where her parents told her it needed to be, she will not receive love from primary caretakers and is in danger of death. So when she connects to a conscious man, it's like him placing a gun to her head emotionally. There is no real danger, but in the interaction, it feels as if her very life is at stake to avoid the very energy he is inviting her to enter into. Very often, if the woman does not have adequate support, if she cannot remain with her strong conscious decisions, she will avoid and end connections and experiences with conscious men, rather than bring up this emotional turmoil, which, we must admit, feels as bad as death. That was just a little explanation of the resistance that we feel when someone is trying to help us move to the next level. So I find the way to deal with that is to require a greater commitment, which is why I generally like to work with my clients at least 3 or 4 days, so that as these feelings come up, as these issues come up, instead of disengaging after the first hour and never returning to sessions, and many therapists will tell you about people who start to get well and then cancel their following sessions right before their breakthrough would have happened. Instead of allowing that to happen, we stay together in a deep connection and allow these feelings to come, be present with them, and provide time for them to pass, so that the woman and the body receives the message, okay, I allowed my energy to rise, and I didn't die. Therefore, this isn't a terminal experience. a terminal threat. As she continues working with the next block, then this feeling arises again, but is perhaps not quite as strong as it was the first time. After we've been able to do this for 3 or 4 days, the blocks are largely handled, or at least a breakthrough is able to be made that allows a serious change in how she lives her life from that point, instead of a small movement that is immediately arrested once the resistance happens. I hope this has been helpful for you, and if you would like more information or would like to work with me, please feel free to contact me at bayraba.com, bayraba.com. Thank you.